Hi, and welcome to our latest Outsports podcast. It is Halloween. Ooh, scary tonight. I feel like last time that there was a football game on Halloween that the Bengals played as well. Jim, do they play the orange and black every time there's a Halloween night game?
Good.
Do you know?
I didn't even think of that until you just mentioned it. Now that's right. The Bengals and the Dolphins tonight.
And they both have orange.
Maybe that's it.
Well, if only we could convince them to have the Vikings play on Spirit
Day. Exactly. The Vikings and the Ravens.
That would be the perfect game. Happens once every 4 years. But I digress. Today we are talking about what was supposed to be this huge, groundbreaking, transformational year in LGBT sports. The first few months, Robbie Rogers came out and Jason Collins and Brittany Griner, and it seemed like the tide was turning. And since then, all we've talked about is Russia and the Olympics. Jim, what the hell happened?
I wish I knew. It's actually kind of disappointing. I mean, I think one of the things that's happened is that people who are homophobic are shutting up about it, and it's pissing me off. I mean, it used to be that you could depend on someone on Twitter or some interview to say something stupid, using the F word or whatever. And now they're not doing it because they know they're going to get in trouble. So anyone who has any homophobic thoughts is kind of keeping it to themselves. And so that's sort of making the news in some ways. People aren't writing about the stuff because that would always set people to then write about the issue. And so it's kind of like, come on, you Twitterites, get cracking with it.
I see the whatever the Family Council, whatever, one of these conservative organizations, the headline: gays angry that more homophobia does not exist on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we want. Twitter's wonderful for idiotic comments. So,
yeah, and this week Dexter Manley said something really stupid, calling Troy Aikman a queer and refusing to apologize to him. And of course, it's gotten to the point where if somebody says that, people just assume it's brain damage
because it might be in Dexter Manley's case.
Right, because you have to be brain damaged to say these things.
But I think sort of seriously to me, I always thought that the mainstream media especially didn't understand the coming out process that well, and that people come out for such intensely personal reasons that just because Robbie Rogers comes out or Brittany Griner or Jason Collins doesn't mean another person is going to feel it's their time to come out.
Yeah.
And something you said about you think the media is responsible for it, my take on the media is, I don't know how to phrase this, but you can't come out quietly. Meaning if you were the backup safety for the Carolina Panthers,
Yeah. You
just can't sort of give an interview where you happen to mention, oh, me and my boyfriend dressed up as vampires for Halloween. Because the lead would all of a sudden be so-and-so came out as gay, right? And so I wondered if you could come out quietly, matter-of-factly, if more athletes would do it. But if you, by just saying the words, it becomes this thing that gets, that's the story. Like, imagine if you read a newspaper article where in the last paragraph it said, you know, Jones and his boyfriend are going to go as vampires for Halloween. You would say, oh, my God, you buried the lead, right?
Right.
And so I think the fact is that every coming out has to be fraught with that. And Howard Bragman was at this USC panel and said that you know, it has to be planned. You don't have to have a PR campaign. You have to have people like Howard to help you come out. You can't just say it and expect no one to pay attention. So I'm wondering if that has a part to do with it.
Maybe. I mean, maybe people don't want to draw attention to themselves in that way. I mean, I can think of an NCAA Division I head women's basketball coach who's lesbian, who we both know about, and she doesn't want the attention. She doesn't want the attention. She doesn't think her sexual orientation should warrant attention. And yeah, if she could just kind of kiss her girlfriend or wife at the games, she would probably. Maybe she'd do that, but she knows it would cause a huge stir just because of who she is. So, yeah, maybe that's part of it. I just think that the media shies away from these stories. I mean, you have to have someone say, I'm gay. I mean, people wouldn't admit that Johnny Weir was gay, report that he was gay, until he actually said, I'm gay. So if that safety for the Panthers posted a picture of him and his boyfriend going as, I don't know, R2-D2 and C-3PO for Halloween, they probably wouldn't even say that he's gay because he didn't say, I am gay.
That's totally true. That with gay stuff, you need the acknowledgement. That's what they want. It has to be acknowledged by the person specifically.
Right. Yeah, whereas they have to say the word gay. Yeah.
Whereas with straight people, you could simply say this is, you know, you're seeing with a woman and people assume, oh, you're straight. And they can mention it. Oh, who is this hot, you know, lovely lady on the arm of, you know, so-and-so? And they'll gossip about that. With a guy, they just won't.
So people, when Jason Collins came out, and there was that, you know, within 3 weeks, Brittany Griner came out and was the number one draft pick in the WNBA. Jason Collins came out, and Robbie Rogers started practicing with the LA Galaxy. That all happened within maybe even 2 weeks in April. And that was supposed to change the face of sports. But, you know, I remember us talking about, yes, essentially the sports had already changed, and this was just kind of getting insights into what that change has already been. And I don't remember us saying that there would be this – it signaled this huge shift in sports, but rather just a continuation of the change that we've been seeing. But a lot of people, yeah, they were saying that this – I mean, the question I got over and over and over again, doesn't this change sports forever?
Well, and John Branch in the New York Times is just incredibly smart, said the last week at the panel, you know, at what point do these coming out stories, are they become routine? And I wanted to say, well, yeah, when we have more than like one guy in the NBA who's not even playing. You know, we ran another coming out story by a college soccer player. And these stories get a lot of attention because people are still thirsting for them. Like every time we write these, you and I sometimes say, oh, we've read this stuff before, and then it's amazing the response. What, you know, the people still lust for these because they still are relatively few and far between. Actual public coming outs versus, you know, people who know, you know, we've all heard of players, you know, Alan Gendro, we knew he was gay, right, a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Before he, you know, came out officially in your story. Right. But he was content to simply be who he was on the team, and everybody knew and didn't feel a need to be the public face of it. So I even have the media saying, well, at what point do these stories become non-stories? It's like, well, you don't write about the coming out stories of the Division II basketball player. You ignore them because they're not, quote-unquote, big enough. And so, yeah, it's interesting to me that some even the mainstream media thinks this stuff is over, and it's like, well, they don't really write that much when you get right down to it.
Yeah, people say they're tired of coming out stories and that it's all coming out stories. That's all we ever see from about gay people. But in sports, that's where we are. Coming out stories are super important. And that's that to me, when we say, oh, you know, nothing's really happened this year or this wasn't the transformational year, I mean, we could point to a lot of things. I mean, the conversations about that Sochi and the Russian law, the conversation that has driven – but I think the change that we're looking for is people coming out because that's where we are in the sports world. That's what drives our interest because there just aren't a lot of relatively a lot of gay people who are out in the sports world.
Well, and the one we ran this week by Jesse Klug, who potentially going to be a pro soccer player. He was on the Seattle Sounders development team. It was sort of an interesting. It was a coming out story, but it wasn't. Meaning, it was an open letter to those who disapprove of homosexuality. And in the end of it, he said, "Oh, you know, this is how I came out to my boyfriend. Or I came out to my team. I told my boyfriend I was gay, and that was that." And his arguments for homosexuality, I thought, were wonderful. But I had thought, I've read this a million times before, or I've said it a million times before. But it was interesting to see the reaction from people saying, yeah, right on, and I'm glad you said it this way. And it was like, I guess sometimes I take it for granted, you know, these things that people are still interested in.
Well, but they're they're not interested in sports writers in their 40s and 50s saying it. They're interested in college athletes who are 20.
Yeah, and I think
it, right?
I think it's active athletes. I think if a pro athlete even in his 30s wrote the same thing, they'd be interested in it.
Right.
Yeah, it's the athletic angle.
And frankly, it's his picture.
Well, no doubt. No, absolutely.
As we've seen 100 times.
But I do think, you know, it shows that people are still – this is still something they're hungering for. And even I sometimes take it for granted that, you know, oh, we've done these stories a million times, and then they still get a lot of attention when people write it. Like, you know, oh.
Yeah, well, when we look back at the last year, I think there has been a lot of great stuff, and I think that it has changed a lot. I think the sports world, we're forcing the change. I think the stuff that we're doing with lots of other organizations is super important. And but I think about we're only 10 months into this year. There are two more months. You know, all of the leagues are in season except for baseball.
Now baseball player can come out. I was just thinking that. Right. Now the season's ended, a baseball player can come out.
Yeah, so it's really, if you're going to get somebody from the pros, it's really, in all likelihood, only going to come from baseball. What could happen in the next couple of months that we would look back December 31st and say, okay, that ended up being the transformational year that we thought it could be?
Big Poppy coming out during the Red Sox World Series parade, whatever that is.
Other than the impossible.
Which, of course, I loved it when I just said that. Every time you're at a panel and you hear someone say, well, let's suppose Tom Brady would, and they always say, not that, you know, I don't mean that Tom Brady did. They always have to qualify it, like, you know, that they're going to get, they've been out at the person. You know what I mean? Like, they always feel they have to say, but I don't really mean, I'm just using it as an example. Well, of course you're using an example.
As though someone thinks that Tom Brady,
yeah,
is
exactly,
gay.
Or even,
I mean, if anybody thinks he's gay at this point.
Tom Brady.
I'm sure some people do. I mean,
maybe they're wishing, but
right. It's not that they think he's gay; it's that they hope he's gay, and they translate that into that.
Yeah.
So what else? I mean, is there anything else that could happen other than some huge athlete coming along? Anything else that could happen that you'd say, okay, well, that was really huge? Anything you can think of?
No, I mean, I think Jason Collins being signed and playing in the NBA before the calendar year would be great. Everything seemed to point to maybe December or January or February of him getting an actual job. But based on that, you know, Barkley had a little, you know, I think Charles Barkley, as usual, said it well. He goes, I think players would be totally cool with it. And he said he thinks the reason he doesn't have a job is because he's a six foul guy or something. Like, you need someone to pick up six fouls, you have Jason Collins. And there's a lot of teams that, you know, he's older, he's on the end of his career. And Barkley's been so pro-gay that, and yet he's not blaming Collins being gay for the reason he didn't have a job.
Again, if Jason Collins was 24-year-old Jason Collins, he'd have a job. Unquestionably. We debated a couple weeks ago whether it was 2% of why he didn't have a job or 30%. So somewhere in there is the answer. Well, I think Jason Collins getting signed would be big. Would Robbie Rogers winning the MLS Cup with the LA Galaxy, would that change a lot? Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
Unless he scored, you know, the game-winning goal in the MLS Cup final.
Even then, it'd be a one-day sort of nice story, wouldn't be.
Yeah, I'm just, listen, I'm grasping at straws here. I'm trying to think of what could be really helpful.
But I think for us, I think that's why a lot of these coming out stories are still powerful, because they're the thing that people, there's still this hunger for them. You know, and we run on them regardless of where they play, what sport they're in, you know, male or female.
Yeah.
Because they still need to be told. And then the whole women's thing is a wholly separate issue, you know, about why their stories almost get ignored. Like how Brittany's story relatively was ignored, meaning that, you know, given how big she was for her sport, imagine RG3 or Andrew Luck last year for the NFL coming out as gay after being picked, you know, the top two picks.
Right.
Brittany didn't get that kind of attention as those guys would have gotten.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll just, for the next couple of months, look for Jason Collins to get signed and Robbie Rogers to win an MLS Cup and more athletes to come out. We will have some of those stories in the coming weeks. We know that for a fact. There's a college athlete coming out on Outsports next week. Then there's somebody from high school coming out the week after that. So stay tuned. We will talk to you next week.